Warm at 101.3, where every Monday at this time we share the warmth with another organization that's doing wonderful things in the Rochester area. And this morning, Tiffany Rolick joins us. She's the Campaign Development Manager for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. A pleasant good morning to you, Tiffany.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Now, you have an event coming up called Light the Night. Tell me what that's all about.
Yeah, so our event will be taking place Fridays down at Genesee Valley Park, and it's an opportunity for the community to come together, to gather, to celebrate, honor, and remember those who have been affected by blood cancer.
And if someone wanted to get involved in that, what's the best way to go about doing that?
The best way is to visit our website, which is www.lls.org, to find an event near them and to register for Rochester.
All right. And now we know that our friend Joan Lincoln, who's on our show every Thursday morning, she's our fashionista. Her little grandson, Henry, is going through all this right now with leukemia. And so she's got a team out there. We want to really support her and her happy warrior guy, little Henry, and his team, of course. What kind of things does your organization do throughout the year to help people in this situation?
Yeah, so our mission at the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is to cure leukemia, lymphoma, Hodgkin's disease, and myeloma, and, of course, to improve the quality of life for patients and their families. So our focus at LLS is really research, patient support, and advocacy. So all year round, our goal is to educate the community and to bring awareness, as well as to continue to advance our research.
2020 was a challenging year, to say the least, for everybody. How did it work for you guys? What were you able to accomplish last year, and how are things going this year?
Yeah, so of course, like so many, 2020 was a challenging year, but we were able to rally and pivot as an organization, and we were able to host a virtual Light the Night, as well as we were able to put into place our COVID relief program for patients. So last year, we were able to distribute a little bit over $4.8 million to patients across the country and really be able to help with any additional expenses one may occur. Last year, even though it was a hard year, we also were able to provide $1.8 million to the Western and Central New York community to patients to help pay for patient copay assistance, travel assistance, urgent need fund. So as anything at LLS, our goal is to support our patients anywhere where needed.
And ease the burden, because, yeah, the first thing when you finally get this diagnosis, you're shocked, of course, at first. And then when things start going, you realize the medical bills are piling up, and then the travel bills and everything you have to do that you don't count on, you don't even think about, and then you guys are there to help out. So this Friday night, Light the Night at Genesee Valley Park, and it's in person this year, not virtual. It's in person this year.
Yeah, we're super excited to be able to gather together in person, but also we will be hosting a virtual option as well for 2021. So that will take place on Thursday, October 7th. And to learn more about that, my phone number is 716-249-3009.
Well, we wish you all the luck in the world, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having us.
All right. Tiffany Rolick from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. If there's an organization you'd like me to share the warmth with, drop me a line at tony@warm1013.com, and I'll share the warmth right here on Warm 101.3.